The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now, Steve Metcalf, CEO, and Stuart Woods, Chief Operating and Strategy Officer of Quantum Exponential. QBIT is the ticker there on Aquis. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Justin. Great for having us.
Now, yeah, you know, I've been hearing about quantum, you know, computing for a while. It's like the next sort of hot thing, that AI and all that stuff. Because, of course, for a while it was sort of crypto, but that it's sort of overtaken that. And it's always been there in the background, but it's starting to garner lots of interest and investment, which I suppose is what you're doing. So explain what you guys are about, please, if you could.
Yeah, so basically Quantum Exponential, listed on Aquis, is an investor in early stage quantum technology companies. We have an incredible active advisory board, and from a corporate governance and experienced PLC board, it's just incredible. Our chairman is Ian Pearson, who is ex-science and innovation minister under the Blair government, and we have Nigel McNair Scott on our non-exec board as well, who was behind Helical Bar. Our chief investment officer is someone called Stuart Nicol, who is ex-Octopus and runs several funds around there. Alongside me, we've got Stuart Woods, who's come in from Oxford Instruments Nanoscience as chief strategy officer and is a global voice in quantum technology. And we're very, very pleased to have Stuart on our team. We have six portfolio companies under our umbrella at the moment, and we'll look to be announcing a seventh hopefully in the next few weeks. We believe that quantum technology will be an essential asset class. It will affect all our lives, and I think it was what we've seen this week from the way that the UK government have been talking. They've done incredible work to get to this point, and they've just announced another £2.5 billion investment over the next 10 years to accelerate the hard work that has been going on within the quantum university hubs around this country.
Yeah, well, Steve, you give us a lot of information there. Let's break it down a bit. So for people who've heard of quantum, you know, computing, but are not yet familiar with it, what does it mean? What is it about?
Sure. Quantum computing is really a different way of doing processing. We've got classical computers, CPUs, we got GPUs, which we use for gaming. Now we have something called QPUs, which is quantum computers. And this is another type of processor chip that now is using and operates in the way that nature actually prefers to operate. So by doing that, it gives us a massive capability to do parallel processing at a very fast pace.
Yeah. Yeah, and you mentioned that you've made...
Sorry, Justin. Rather than do one thing at a time, very quickly, like classical computers now, quantum computers can do lots of things all at once.
In parallel. That's right. Now, what's very important, Justin, is that our portfolio is not just about quantum computing. It's about quantum technology. Now, we're a pure play in quantum technology, which covers quantum computing, quantum sensing, and quantum networks and cryptography. Now, what's important here is that quantum sensors are probably what's going to start to see early revenue from anything faster than probably quantum computers, but that really comes down to the fact that we're using really nature to sense nature, and quantum sensors give us the capability to actually see things such as sinkholes in Mexico or subsidence where the city of Jakarta is now sinking 30 centimeters a year, all caused by climate change.
Okay, and just explain, I mean, you know, investors in early tech know it's the place to be, and you see a lot of money going into new tech, what's going to be the future, for example, and getting in early is the key. And so I assume it's quite early. I don't very little about, you know, quantum computing, but, you know, how you mentioned there the government and the budget mentioned it and, you know, putting more money towards investing in this sector. So how far are we away from seeing, you know, quantum computers being operated by, you know, corporate companies or anyone, basically?
Yeah. So I think there's two very important points out of the government's budget statement. Number one is they've identified quantum computing and quantum technology as very critical. They've come out and stated this is going to change humanity, number one. Number two is they've really now come out and said that's going to happen in the next 10 years, right? So not only have they said that, you know, this is important. They've also now given us a time frame. And I think that's the critical point that we have out of this, is out of this investment by the government and other governments as well, whether it's European or the US or Australia or Japan, they're now identifying this as very fundamental technology that will change our lives over the next 10 years.
But I think another something to point out, Justin, that Stuart points forward about now that on Amazon Bracket with quantum computers.
Yeah, that's right. I think, you know, the other side to remember is that you and I, Justin, can now log on to AWS or Azure with Microsoft, and we can actually work on a quantum computer. At no point in the evolution of humanity have we been able to take a cutting edge technology and put it and make it accessible to 7 billion people in the world. This is the unique position that we stand not only in time, but also with this technology.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you mentioned Amazon there, but I mean, who are the leaders here at the moment? I mean, is it US or is it China or what?
Well, I mean, I think it's really a competitive, it's an arms race, right? You know, we here in the UK, the UK government started investing well over 10 years ago in quantum. It has a very strong position in quantum given the strength of the universities. And that's why the government is doing this top-up funding to really continue to lead that. The US is looking to the UK for its, you know, to measure and benchmark its own quantum activity. The US, you know, is moving quite quickly, but I would say, you know, predominantly the UK has a very incredibly strong position.
Yeah.
And what's interesting as well, Justin, is the fact that all six of our portfolio companies are generating revenue now. Yes. Yeah? So this is not a case of, you know, a lot of jam tomorrow. There is, you know, there's revenue being generated from these companies now.
Yeah. And your name is, you know, quantum exponential. Is it, I suppose, is it the case that, the, you know, the closer you get and the more advanced we get in this area, the faster we'll get to it? And also, you know, quantum computing will help quantum computing, because that's exponential, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very true, Justin. And the way I look at it is the rate of change, you only actually see the rate of change when you're looking backwards, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And if I look at how quantum has changed over the past year, we're now seeing quantum computers going into data centers, right? These are, you know, data centers that are running cloud storage, cloud computing, and a quantum computer is going side by side with that. Now, that's entirely because we're at a point, probably post-COVID, data center profits are down. You know, they've done a massive expansion post-COVID, and they're looking for new services. But it's also at the point where we can do that. And I think as we go forward a year or even 2 years, the rate is change is so fast that literally we're going up the side of a cliff face. That's the rate of change that we're talking about in technology and how it's moving forward.
Yeah. Okay. Well, take us through your strategy then. Take us through, if you could, some of your investments and what are you hoping to achieve here?
So basically, we're obviously looking at a broad-based approach, being a portfolio investment fund, investing purely in quantum technology companies. So as Stuart alluded to, we're looking at both the quantum hardware computing, networks, security, and quantum sensing. So the broad-based approach has got to look at also, you know, where the nearer-term revenue is amongst, you know, the further sort of further out revenue. But what is important is that the value creation is happening now.
That's right.
It's not, oh yes, you're going to get value creation in a few years' time. It is happening now. We are seeing that, and you know, we're very excited over the next 6 to 12 months that you know, we believe there's some exciting news coming out from our portfolio companies looking further down the track.
And from that standpoint, the strategy is to stay focused on quantum. You know, our expertise and the value that we provide is our understanding of the quantum technology. You know, this is not, you know, our intention is not to go broad deep tech from a strategy standpoint. The value prop that we have here and our strength is our deal funnel. And that deal funnel is based upon our technical understanding of the quantum market and the quantum funnel from universities and startups. At the same time, this is why, you know, our portfolio companies are already showing revenue. And that's going to be the continued strategy. It is that mixing of different types of verticals within quantum, but it is about staying true to quantum because we know it and that's our value.
Yeah, yeah. And so how much did you raise and how much have you invested so far? So how much you've got left over?
Right. So basically, we initially went out and raised £5.5 million in cash. As I say, we had an option in some shares in Arkit. So that was on top. We have made six portfolio investments. And we are looking to make, as I say, at least another two. And we did put in our prospectus that we would look to go out and raise a very large LP fund, a private LP fund, that the PLC and its principals would manage. So we will be looking to do that as we've seen this week. You know, this will be an asset class that all pension funds, institutions, ultra high net worths and retail will start to look at now. So we believe that we're in a very prime and advantageous position.
Yeah. I think from that standpoint, you know, Justin, the government's indicating that it does, you know, see this as the path forward. I think our standpoint is to continue and to support the government in building a joined up approach between what it's investing, but also helping to bridge into pension funds and looking at ways that they can now move into what we're offering.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a very tough market over the last 18 months, especially for smaller cap, micro cap companies. And, you know, raising money has been very difficult. Some companies have failed to do it. But, I mean, what's it like in your space? Are you getting, you know, is there a bit more receptiveness to it?
It's a really good question, that, Justin. And the reason I say that is because obviously I'm looking and we're looking at capital markets and seeing how bad it is out there. Hmm. But, you know, there is plenty of money in the quantum arena, you know, being raised. You know, we're talking decent sums here. And, you know, it's not just grants. It's outside funding. And we are seeing decent uplifts in valuations, which is completely the opposite to obviously what is going on in whether it's the financial world, the fintech environment, etc. We're not seeing that, and obviously it's because this is a transformational technology that we are starting to see.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, this is not the tech sector, right? You know, it's funny, you know, obviously with everything we heard with Meta and everybody, you know, from their standpoint laying off, you know, the quantum sector is hiring, whether it's in the US, whether it's the UK, whether it's anywhere around the world, Australia or Japan. There are jobs available and skill resource limits that are slowing the pace of this technology significantly. And one of the government's focuses is around skills and reskilling of people for quantum. That is an indication of the availability of funds and what's being driven here.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Well, guys, good to chat to you. And if you could then, on the front page of Vox here, there are 10 companies that are most followed currently. That changes all the time, of course, if people hit those follow buttons. So give me three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Quantum Exponential to their watch list, please.
I think the first one is very fundamentally is that quantum technology is going to change our lives, period, full stop.
The second one is that I believe, or we believe, that quantum technology will be an essential asset class for all investors.
And I think the final point is you just have to look around the world. Every single major government is investing in quantum now and at a pace that is completely staggering to anything that we've seen before.
Guys, it's good to chat to you. And like I say, lots going on. So hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Perfect. Thanks, Justin.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.